My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to take a look at a few changes that took place in Belfast. The first involves plastic bags. I was in the grocery store and noticed a sign saying something to the effect of "No more single-use plastic bags." I was thrilled and surprised. It turns out that as of January 1st of this year, Belfast has enacted a total ban on the use of single-use carry-out plastic bags. Here are some excerpts explaining the decision as listed in Section 351, Purpose of the Article. A duty to protect the natural environment and the health of its citizens. Plastic single-use carry-out bags have a harsh environmental impact on a local and global scale. To reduce the cost of solid waste disposal, to reduce the amount of waste. The ordinance goes on to define a single-use carry-out plastic bag, a reusable bag, what retail establishments are affected, all, and violations and enforcement. Belfast joins other towns in Maine who also ban single-use plastic carry-out bags, including Brunswick, Falmouth, Freeport, Kennebunk, Portland, South Portland, Topsham, and York. There's also pending legislation at the Maine legislature to phase out single-use plastic bags statewide. On a national level, California, Hawaii, and the District of Columbia ban the bags. Between 2015 and 2016, 77 ban bills were proposed in 23 states. Austin, Cambridge, Chicago, and Seattle all ban the bags. On the flip side, there are those who are actively fighting the bans. Some feel it's micromanagement by government, others that it hurts retail. Here's my field report from observations in Belfast. The grocery store is still packed. Most shoppers bring a reusable bag. Those that don't get a paper bag at checkout. The world continues to turn and the sun still rises and sets. We can adapt to most anything. We adapted to using plastic bags in the 70s, and we can adapt to not using them again easily. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.